From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Russia objected to a draft UN resolution Thursday that would implement a 30-day pause in fighting across Syria and lift the siege on eastern Ghouta. Russia asked for a meeting of the Security Council, at which its ambassador dismissed as not possible the proposed ceasefire and accompanying aid deliveries, along with large-scale medical evacuations. The U.S. supports a ceasefire measure. Earlier Thursday, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said Russia is responsible for the high number of civilian deaths in eastern Ghouta in the past few days.
More than 400 or so civilians have been horrifically killed by the Syrian regime. And as we all know, they're backed by not only Russia, but also Iran. It is a good reminder that Russia bears a unique responsibility for what is taking place there. Without Russia backing Syria, the devastation and the deaths would certainly not be occurring.
The U.S.-based medical relief organization, the Syrian American Medical Society, said Wednesday that 13 medical facilities had been targeted in just a two-day period. Four were destroyed and two had to temporarily close. Russia may have deployed two of its latest-generation stealth warplanes to Syria, according to video footage of a pair of Su-57s landing at a Russian airbase in the war-torn country. The reported deployment, that is, seen on social media, comes amid rising alarm that the Syria conflict that started out as an uprising against President Bashar al-Assad has now split into several separate struggles that could erupt into a wider regional clash. This is VOA News.